being related, thinking of that Vrindavan and they are feeling the gopi, all these things, they are began some change, great change in the feeling of Krishna Balaram and also in their body. Just as Mahaprabhu showed, sometimes he fell, he sinned, falling at the gate of Jagannath, his hands and legs entered into his body. So such physical change is possible in according to some particular feeling of ecstasy. And they are undergoing such transformation, Krishna Balaram. And perhaps Subhadra was there, and seeing them in that way, she also had some sort of sympathetic transformation. Internally that feeling came, and externally she was also
Was Subhadra also in Vrindavan, Maya, with Krishna Balaram?
No.
She was born in Mathura.
Mathura, Dwarka, maybe.
Was it due to their inability to, that Krishna of Dwarka could not really become the Krishna of Vrindavan, Brajananda?
The inability was the cause
like
of such disfigure.
Mathurata bodo, mukta bodo hoye gelo. Apni erom kichu ekta bolechilen.
Mathurata bodo hoye gelo.
Mane oi je thik Vrindavaner iyeta ora thik purnorupe ashadan korte parche na. They cannot.
I can't remember that. But anyhow, the Vrindavan statement that was going on, and they were feeling that somewhat, and they are remembering that Vrindavan Lila, and such change came in their body. And it was, they perhaps, in any way, this Rohini group, they who trace that they are there and they are awake. And they suddenly stopped. And they are there. That formation remained. Then again, I can't remember it systematically. Then again they got unconscious. Unconscious. And there was Krishna, Vrindavan, Mabu Vrindavan or some Vrindavan. They are in Dwarka.
Brahma created that.
Brahma created for them. And the Krishna, though he was awake, but he could not come out from that sort of mentality, that trance. So he was managed to be taken to that Vrindavan. And there he saw in his trance that Baladev was only there and the others eliminated. He saw Baladev in his Vrindavan, and the Rohini of Parasan might have been taken there, and all dolls there, and he going there, he found that I am in Vrindavan. So and the queens they are following in a, from the distance to see what things, how things occur. Krishna went and found that Baladevi is there, the Sridham Sridham, they are also there. In another part, the gopis are there, and there is one part, there is Radharani standing. And she welcomed, she embraced Radharani. At that time, Svatthavama from, if he was standing far, and some disfigured appearance came in her. Anyhow, when he is in that temperament, then Baladev went there and then Rohini. Anyhow, gradually, in slow process, he was taken in. He had the abrupt stopping caused such thing, and then gradual process, his mentality again taken to Dwarka. This sort of fail is there. And that Dwarka and Vrindavan mixed the Jagannath. Mainly in Dwarka, but there, the posing of Vrindavan also present there. Infinite forms of Leela, what we can trace or know, but something like that. The satisfaction. In God Goswamita also you find that in Dwarka there was arrangement of Rasa-lila. Rasa-lila. The queens, they heard that in Vrindavan there was Rasa-lila, that is a wonderful thing. And when on some occasion the whole Vrindavan party was invited there, then privately the queens came to Krishna and requested him that the gopis have come, if you kindly show the Rasa-lila to us, it is our heart's desire from long time. Then Krishna told, the gopis are there. I have no objection. If they are ready, then they came to request the gopis. And anyhow, they gave their consent, and the Rasa-lila was arranged. And when it was performed, they were all visitors. After it is finished, they are astonished and came to the camp of the gopis to express what we have seen. It is most wonderful, can't conceives even all these things. Then there is a statement of Radhara. What have we seen? This is nothing. This is nothing, this is a deadly representation almost. Where is that Yamuna, where is that Tantamam, Kadamba, Bhiksha, that Mayur, that Harin, all these things. That is a natural speech, and that was performed there in our young age. This is nothing, a mockery, what you have expressed. Then they said, oh, if this is absolute varada, then how superior quality of Deva was there? I can't conceive it this way. So Vrindavana, it may be psychological thing, this sudden attraction for Vrindavan Lila, that is also, when that was again suddenly stopped, some change in the physical plane, though not physical, but so to say, it might have disfigured the external plane. When there is this earthquake and the internal movement disfigures the surface, sometimes something like that, the internal disturbance that was created suddenly by the recollection of Vrindavan Lila, that created a great disaster in the superficial appearance, and then that was suddenly stopped, and that remained standstill, and that has been pictured and shown in Jagannath. Dwarka and Vrindavan, the distinction. Sudden stop of the twisting of Vrindavan Lila causes such disaster in the prime core. Sudden stop. Oh. The higher prospect is if suddenly stopped, then a reaction comes. So it is a reactionary stage of Dwarka and Vrindavan, Bhajamunda. That Swayam Bhagavan, Swayam Prakash and Prabhava Vilas, that is Vaibhava Vilas of Krishna. Rasabhas, something like in higher ecstasy also, rasabhas is possible. The clash into different rasa, the clash in different waves. Okay. Different waves of different rasa, and the sudden clash. One thing is going in a motion, train is going, but car is going. If suddenly there is a check, it was okay, a break. Then there is a disorder in the carriage of the car. Something like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare reposing different type of posing. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Adu Yadharu Prabhati Sindhu Pari Rapurusham. This says that Jagannath Murti, it is there from the very conception, from the most ancient time. So every Leela of the Lord is eternal. Every part of the infinite is eternal. Eternal. I was told in Mahabharata, just in the beginning, there is Dhritarashtra Vilap. The Dhritarashtra is waiting so many incidents. I knew that there will be defeat of my party. I knew when this incident happened, when this incident took place, I was disappointed then. The main incidents of Mahabharata is mentioned there. He was told that is in the very beginning of Mahabharata. Then I asked the Pandit, why? How this in the very beginning of Mahabharata it can be? He told that this is Nitya, eternal. So, the end and the beginning, end of the Dhrida and the beginning of the Dhrida. It cannot be differentiated extremely. It is in cyclic order. That is a very difficult thing to understand, to adjust eternal. At the beginning, everywhere beginning, everywhere end. As Maya says, everywhere there is center, nowhere circumference, infinite. Infinite means nowhere circumference, and everywhere there is center. So everywhere beginning, everywhere end. Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela, and all coexistent at the same time. Every Leela is coexistent. Kaviraj Goswami has represented in a particular way that this morning is Nitya. Every time there is morning. Now here, now there, in this way. So, like sun, it is moving. Krishna Leela, the childhood, the birth, here, then next it is extended to another Brahmanda. It is there. It is there. Every Leela is there. Another Brahmanda. Brahmanda Mandala Bhavi Krame Krame Gure. Like sun. But that is in one aspect. Another aspect. There. In Goloka also it is Nitya. Every Leela is Nitya. That is reflected here, and reflection is revolving. So the morning, the sunrise may be traced now here, then here, in this way it is. But it is always present, sunrise. and sunset is always present. Here or there, question of space. But in Goloka, in the central place, it is all there. In the heart of the devotees, when the devotee he remembers about the Lila. He is now remembering Balu Lila, now remembering Dwarka Lila. But is it not true what is reflected in the heart of a devotee? That is also true. So in this way, it is coexistence and it is continuing everything, always. Every part of Lila is being always present, coexistence. Succession and coexistence, both harmonized. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, is Guru Parampara also Leela?
Of course, it is a Leela of Krishna. Maya, everything included in Leela, from his standpoint. His sweetness, his independence, withdrawn, not complete. Maya tatam idam sarvam. Everything in me, nothing in me. I am everywhere, I am nowhere. It will come within this, everything will come within this construction. So he can interfere with the free will of jiva, and he does not do, that is also there. He is within, he can control, he may not control. This sort of construction we shall have to indent. Mahaprabhu says that here the difference from this Hegelian philosophy and Aurobindo. The Maya is not a necessary part. By Krishna's will, Maya may be finished and again may be created. Koti kam dhanupati chagi yai se mare, saishya japati Krishna maya kiva kare. He can make her mark. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Parasin Tattva Sutra. By his will, even the existence of jiva soul may be finished, refaced. But generally that is not the case. But the absolute power is within. Designed, destined. The expression that Sarupshakti, the Sarupshakti is there. Of course, in that we can't say that the God can commit suicide. That is inconsistency in our thought. But still, independence he enjoys fully. And he commits suicide in Bangalok, in slumber, deep slumber. Hare Krishna,
Maharaj, sometimes you describe that Krishna's leelas are flowing in 10 different directions. Krishna leela mritasar.
তার শত শত ধার দশ দিকে বহে যাহা হইতে শ্রীচৈতন্য লীলা হয় সরোবর অক্ষয় মনোহংস চরাহ তাহাতে ভক্তগণ শুন মোর সজন্য ভজন ইনফাইনিট সুইটনেস Chaitanya Nidhida means from Chaitanya. Whatever is using, whatever is coming from him, all high nectar of Krishna Nidhida, nothing else. Chaitanya Nidhida means the center from which Krishna Nidhida is different. From oozing from all sides, even from every Dhomakup ki was there. The hair.
Every
pore. Nothing but Krishna Lila, Radha Krishna Lila, or Brija Lila combined there. Otherwise, coming out for the public. Coming out to help the public, the Krishna Lila is distributing. Voluntary distribution of Krishna Lila of different nectar and taste coming from the stand. That is Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu has got no separate existence. But that is Lila, Lila, Naam Roop Gun Lila of Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna Radha or Yashoda, all these are relative. If one is there, the others must be there. All correlative system. So Krishna Lila means Krishna with his group. Even the Vrindavan and the water, the forest, the animals, the birds, all included Krishna Lila, Vraja Lila. And that is coming from Chaitanya, nothing else. That is in self-distributive nature. Krishna, Radha Krishna, self-distributive nature. Whatever is coming, that is all Krishna. And then even in his childhood, when one could not trace anything of Krishna, but it was there. And in different way he was helping to create the background of receiving Krishna Lila to others. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol. Krishna, Hari Krishna. Krishna Naam Dhade Katava. The sound Krishna is overspreading. Sound Krishna, Rupa Krishna. This fourth speciality of Krishna, Rupa Goswami has given. Every jeev has got 50 kinds of quality. Then certain selected devata, they have got 55. And little intense form, those qualities. In Narayana we find in full 60 qualities, but is not found in Jiva. And the Krishna, 4 more, 64. And those 4 is Rupa Madhurya. And then Venu Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, Parikara Madhurya. These 4 is not found even in Narayana. Rupa Goswami has given us to understand the speciality of Krishna Lila in this way.
Maharaj Vasudev Krishna?
No. 62? He is only in Vrindavan. Vasudev Krishna has no flute. And not Rupa, even Dwaraka. Dwaraka is Krishna. He is also charmed to find Vrindavan Krishna. It is mentioned. Rupa Madhurya in Vrindavan. Rupa Madhurya. Shabda Madhurya. Rupa. Shabda. Rupa. Then. Parikar. Priyamandala. Parikar. And the Leela. Leela Kallula Vari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hare, Gaur Hare.
Vasudev took Devaki Nandana to Vrindavan, then he merged into
Nandanandan.
Right. Avinakrura was bringing Krishna.
Then Nandanandan,
Mathura,
Nandanandan gone underground.
Okay.
He just appeared. And Krishnanno Jadusam Bhuto. Just to Gopendra Nandana, Vrindavanam Parityajya Sakachinnaiva Gacchati. She can't avoid Vrindavan. Naturally. But suppressed. Sometimes the gopis find in dream or in some such occasion abruptly and disappear. But not or ordinary, mundane, this lila, prapancha lila.
When Akrura was taking Krishna to Mathura, how did that Vasudev Krishna come out?
Vasudev Krishna?
When Akrura...
Vasudev Krishna went there to Mathura.
Yeah. But they merged together when he brought. How did they separate? Was there separation?
Merged.
Is it in Brahmakunda Maharaj that when Akrura went to take the bath, take the bath?
After that place, Vrindavan Krishna went.
And then when he went to take the bath, Tarpon,
in Jamuna.
Yeah, Jamuna.
Then he came back and Vasudev went away.
Yeah. No, Vasudev came back.
Where did he come from?
And
Vasudev went to Mathura. And Nandanandan came back to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
Yes, he might say so. But when they are going and the gopis are opposing, we won't allow you to go. They are just falling on the front of the chariot. We can't allow you to go leaving us. A very pathetic scene. But did Krishna go ignoring them up to a cruel ghat? He was there. He was there. Once I heard from Parvati Maharaj, he asked Prabhupada that when, after the rasa lila finished, Krishna suddenly, rasa lila continuing, Krishna suddenly found, detected that Radharani is not here. Then the charm of rasa lila vanished. He went away to find where Radharani go. Then, after some time, he could find Radharani. And then he was taking her alone. And then Radharani told that I can't walk anymore. If you'd like to go anywhere, you would have to carry me. Then suddenly he disappeared. Then Parvati Maharaj told, I asked Guru Maharaj, why Krishna disappeared? And Radharani, Swabodhu Ramnatapato. And she began to repent. Why I asked him to carry me? Now, the reaction, he has left me here. Then Parvati Maharaj asked here to our Guru Maharaj, why Krishna left Radharani, dishonored him, her? What's the cause? Our Guru Maharaj, he was very much excited. What is bhakti here? Any trace of bhakti here you find? You have come to ask this question. Do you find any devotion here? In this way, he was just right. No answer. So, then I tried to see Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how he has given interpretation here. I found that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written here that to enjoy the stage of Radharani when she left alone in this forest, to enjoy that the symptoms and the sentiments of Radharani in that stage, Krishna disappeared. And again he came, he appeared. So, for some purpose, for some lila, he may show that he is apart, but he cannot go apart. He was there in another form to watch how Radharani behaves in that lonely place when she slept alone. He was there. So Krishna can't go anywhere crossing this fine quality attraction to such intensity. It is not possible. So Prabhupada's opinion, he is not ready to hear that the slight possibility of dishonor to Radharani, they are prejudice, partial to the Shakti in the Lolita section, going to chastise Krishna, always supporting the cause of Radharani. Always continuous support towards Radharani. And sometimes it's necessary going to chastise Krishna. You are wrong, you have done wrong. She's all right. This is their spirit. So Prabhupada is not ready to hear, but slight dishonor, dishonoring concerning Radharani. No bhakti. We want to hear that. And I also trust once. Father Prabhupada ordered one gentleman to sing this song, Amita Sananda Sukhadavar, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. There it is mentioned, Radhikara Kunja Andhakara Kori Dhoite Chai Se Radha. Because it is not very sabbyar. The Sakhi of Chandrabadi, Sabbya and the Padna. Amita Sananda Sukhadavati, I am in the group of Radharani. I can't tolerate the sight of the Sakhis of the other camp. Sakhis to be nangheri, dhari, etc. Dekhde Sabbya ko korai mone. Hadikar kunja andhakar kori. They are always they are busy to entice Krishna from our camp to their camp. So I can't tolerate. So I saw Prabhupada is sitting in a canvas chair and the sun is sung there. The song was sung once and then repeated again. But whenever, in course of that song, this statement came, Radhikara Kunja Andhakara, Prabhupada got a shock. In this way, his body had a jerk in this way. I noticed it. Again, when the song was repeated, he is patiently hearing Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, there are so many things very covetable. But whenever that point again came, Radhikara Kunja Andhakara, he had a shock. As if some arrow thrown from that side, and he is in this coming. This way. Can't tolerate, they're not ready to tolerate any dishonor in the camp of Radha. They are such trained, or not trained, but eternally they have got such formation of their mind or sentiment or whatever. Can't tolerate. That I found. Gaurishwari Bhur, Gaurishwari Bhur.